We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text. Hi everyone. This is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from Stream Globe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our Stream Globe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward Stream Globe Devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe Devotional is titled The Path of Salvation. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. I have just read from the New English Translation Bible. Pastor, what is happening with Sister Claire? She no longer comes to church, and she has really changed. We have been praying for her. I have talked to her several times. Let's keep praying for her to be restored. Pastor responded. Jide asked, that is one thing I don't understand. How come people can backslide after becoming children of God? Because physically speaking, it is impossible for me to stop being a child of my parents. One lesson the Lord has taught me, said Pastor, is that our salvation is a continuous process until we become exactly like the Lord Jesus. This journey of salvation will end the day we see the Lord and become exactly as He is. See 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. What really happens when a person accepts Christ is that he leaves the path of darkness and starts on the path of salvation. He has walked and he walks with the Lord and learns more and more. As he walks with the Lord and learns more and more, the Lord's grace and glory is multiplied in his life, and he becomes more and more like the Lord through God's power. Unlike physical birth, our spiritual birth happened because we chose to follow Christ according to the will of God. If we now choose not to follow Christ anymore, we are backsliding and leaving the faith. That is the reason why some people's names will be removed from the book of life. See Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. Go into today knowing that God has given you the power to become His son. Ask the Lord to help you use this mighty power to become all that He wants you to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Psalm 1 to Psalm 2. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. If you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, but you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, let's pray this prayer together in faith. Confess the Lord Jesus today. The Bible says that if we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord, we will be saved. Please take note, it is a confession and not a recitation. Confession is a product of the convictions of the heart. Ask Jesus to come and be the Lord, the owner, and the ruler of your life from today. Say these words after me. Lord Jesus, I confess with my mouth that you are Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead on the third day. when you died as a sacrifice for my sins. Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Thank you for receiving me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have just prayed this prayer in faith, I want to congratulate you. Because by confessing the Lord Jesus, you will receive His salvation. I would encourage you to visit our website. You'll find the link around the end of today's devotional text, the one that talks about online radio. Click on that link and click on the menu in that website that says, "Are you saved?" That will lead you to a web page where you will find resources that will help you understand the faith and grow spiritually. You can also contact us through the contact details on our website. The audio for today's yearly Bible reading plan comes up next. Psalms chapter 1 to chapter 2.
The Book of Psalms. Psalm 1. Blessed are those who do not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but who delight in the law of the Lord and meditate on His law day and night. They are like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will be destroyed. Psalm 2. Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up, and the rulers band together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, "Let us break their chains and throw off their shackles." The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. He rebukes them in His anger and terrifies them in His wrath, saying, "I have installed my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will proclaim the Lord's decree. He said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. You will break them with a rod of iron. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and celebrate His rule with trembling. Kiss His son, for He will be angry, and you and your ways will be destroyed. For His wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in Him."
Hello, friends. This is a call for partnership. Kindly consider partnering with Stream Globe World Outreach. We are committed to streaming the globe with the Word of God. Because we are not a church and do not collect regular tithes and offerings, our finances come from the free will donation of people who are blessed by this ministry. We pay monthly in US dollar for our servers, our websites, podcasts, online radio, and services. We pay rent, organize conferences, procure and maintain needed equipment. We print, etc. If you wish to partner with us, you can send your seed to our account. And here are the details. The account number is 121-073-3265. That is 121-073-3265. And the account name is Stream Globe World Outreach. The bank is Zenith Bank Nigeria. That is Zenith Bank Nigeria. Or you can contact us through the phone number you will find on this message in any of our WhatsApp groups, so that we can furnish you with information on how to give to this ministry if you want to give from an international location apart from Nigeria. God bless you as you partner with us, and you will share in the reward for this work before the Lord. We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text. Hi everyone. This is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from Stream Globe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our Stream Globe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward Stream Globe Devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org.